Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Ingram, my BF, took it to the house and finished it off with a nice little spinorama at the end. It was a thing of beauty.
Your pillow talk that evening must have been spectacular.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. I put that one on the spank bank.
Should we retry this?
You can't make Ralph do the ad again.
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. As always, we are sponsored by SeatGeek. They have the best app to find the concert shows and sports events that you're looking for on the app. Download it. Green means it's a good deal. Yellow means it's a poor deal. Red means it's a bad deal. And you shouldn't do it. But SeatGeek, they have a great app. Use the code ACAA right now. You get $20 off your first purchase. That's a beer. That's a nacho hat, which I had at the Astros game over the weekend. It's delightful. So use the code ACAA. Get $20 off. SeatGeek. Life's an event. We have the tickets. All right, Kevin Held just joined us. He was on cam in a horrifyingly up close, and then he clicked off of that. Thank the baby Jesus.
All right, but we still have to listen.
Are you operating a snowplow?
Yeah, yeah. Can we mute ourselves while we're not talking, or just kill the poor lady already and get it over with?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Oh my god!
Wait, me?
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing this. I am not.
Your
doing
audio that. Is awful.
Oh, I mean, I'm on the floor.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
when you step away from the body, Dexter.
I mean, you haven't had audio this bad since you were moving dog food and it sounded like you were stacking bodies for the Sopranos, Held. Jesus.
Does that sound better?
Yes. Oh my God. Oh, like,
No. Okay. I figured it out. Yeah. So my phone logged me off Skype because I changed my email password and all that stuff. So I had to redo it. When I got back onto Skype, the speakerphone was turned on. The video call was turned on automatically. So I didn't know that the speakerphone was on. So.
All right. Well, that's great. I don't think anybody cares. I think they're just happy that you sound much better now.
Right.
So, how was your Labor Day? Andrew was telling the people how he.
Well, first of all, Labor Day is in September.
Yes.
This was Memorial Day.
That's why I'm the host with the most. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So how was it? Mine was very relaxing. No, you know, no work. We closed this door for 3 days.
Oh wow.
So it's nice. Yeah.
So you were just
like, I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
So if anybody is like dying to get Tulane merch, they were SOL this weekend.
Yes, that's right. Although the baseball team lost, so I don't think anybody was.
Are they out of the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, they got knocked out of the AAC tournament.
That's gonna leave a mark.
So, Held, is St. Louis? Is they just a wash in blues mania?
Tied up right now, 2-2.
Yeah,
right?
I know. It's pretty nice that the city has something positive sports-wise to look to. I mean, I don't give six shits about the Cardinals because they're just aggravating. But the Blues are a good feel-good thing that people can get behind.
Here's a question, Dave or Andrew, and I'll include me in this too. If I told you I have $1 million cash in a briefcase, but you have 5 seconds to name a Boston Bruin or St. Louis Blues player, could you do it?
Pavel Bure?
No.
What?
That would be no.
Cam Neely?
I could actually do it because I would name Charlie McAvoy. He plays defense for the Bruins. And I know that because he's from Long Island, so he knows some people that I know.
Yaromir Jagr?
No. This he was the Penguins.
Mark Messier?
That was the Rangers.
I think we should go through.
How do you know how do you know Mark Messier? I'm surprised you know these.
He's
guys.
Just naming players from NHL 94 on the Sega Genesis.
Dude, that was greatest exactly game right. One of the greatest games of all time.
Paul Kariya? Mike Richter? John Van Beesbrouck, Brian Leach.
This is like my childhood. These are all my child names from my childhood.
Adam Graves.
Brian. Yeah, you're naming the Rangers, man. You're naming the 94 Rangers.
That was my go-to team, the Rangers on NHL.
The Rangers won the 94 Cup, and then I figured it was like completing a video game, and I just gave up the NHL, and I haven't gone back. I was like George Costanza. I ended on a high note, and I exited stage left.
Yeah, same.
All right.
Those names are burned into my memory forever, though.
So,
you know what, Ralph? Actually, last week you asked us if there was anything that we feel confident enough that we could do, a skill that we would bet anybody $10,000 that we could beat them. I'm thinking about it now. NHL 94. I will challenge any of you motherfuckers to NHL 94. And I will fucking
right.
$10,000 on it. And
all right.
I'm coming around behind the net. I'm going across the front of the goal.
Well, it's the only way to score.
I'm doing all the fucking tricks. All right.
Everyone knows that trick.
I understand that, but you still got to be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
That's like saying you know the Contra password.
I actually never played Contra, but I do know the
it's
Contra.
It's not a password.
Well, what is it? It's left, oops. Left. Left, left,
up, right, down, right, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA, select, start.
Did you say BA once or twice?
It's twice, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's got the Mike Tyson code?
007-373-5963.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, what's your wife's cell phone number? Do you know your wife's cell phone?
I do, yes. I will not say it on air, but I do know
right.
it. Right. I couldn't tell you anyone else's cell phone number. I don't know Ralph's cell phone number.
And you talk to me like twice a day.
Right, yeah.
Right. More than it's actually.
So ask the people in the chat room. That's a good point. Do you feel like there's any video game from the 90s or any video game at all that you feel confident enough to bet $10,000 on yourself to defeat someone? I'm crippled. Video games, man, it was never my – I played them, but they're not my thing, man. I can't even fly my kids.
How did you have opposable thumbs.
Yeah, well, how did you do that with one bad hand?
I did it with one hand. And Sega Genesis, you could stretch out when they had three buttons. But once they went to the trigger underneath and the two buttons on either side, I was just like, I'm out.
So your bad hand was your right hand, the button hand?
Left hand, the pad. So it's very –
Okay.
Video games are very fucking difficult for me. So, like, PlayStation, I was out. Like, I haven't played a video game, and, like, my kid's going to want to play video games. I'm going to be like, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you can do, like, Wii. You know, you can do, like, motion stuff.
Yeah, that's true. So, Andrew, do you have a go-to video game that you feel like you could beat the people?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the old Maddens before you could like audible.
The Madden where you had to agree to the person you were playing that you weren't gonna injure everyone.
Oh, actually, no.
Where the ambulance comes out on the field.
Thank you for the reminder, Saints Recline, Super Tecmo Bowl on Nintendo. That was by far my best game. I was unbeatable.
Right. Well,
Bo Jackson was the first game. That was Tecmo Bowl. He is on Super Tecmo Bowl, but Barry Sanders is unstoppable in that game.
Yeah, I used the Lions because I would use Barry Sanders in Madden 92. I still have Madden 92, and Barry Sanders is the best.
What people family members always ask me, like, how do you do that Saints podcast every week? What Saints stuff do you talk about? Now I'm like, we don't talk about.
We talk about video games.
We talk about whatever the fuck we want. So, Before we get to actual Saints news, which is just why haven't they signed Gerald McCoy? That's the only news going. I saw an interesting question on Twitter that I think will be interesting for all of us to answer. And that is, if God or the Aladdin genie came down and said, look, you get 5 championships for your teams the rest of your life, how do you spread them around? And I thought about this all day while I was drinking. But Kevin, I'm going to start with you. If you had only 5 championships to spread around, how would you spread it around to your teams? Would it be all Saints? How would you do it? I think this is a good question.
Yeah, so I quote tweeted this on Twitter, and I said 3 for the Saints, 1 for the Pelicans, and 1 for the U.S. men's.
That's a good one.
Didn't think about that. Wow. Good call.
See, I'll do mine now. And Kevin, you totally threw me for a loop because I was going to do 2 for the Saints. I got to have an Astros one for the wife.
My wife.
So I got to have an Astros one. So that's 3. And I got to have a Pelicans one. That's 4. And I was thinking soccer. I was thinking Everton. Because the Premier League goes from August to May, and if I would root for a team that would win the Premier League, like, that would be amazing, and you would get Champions League the next year, so it would be like a 2-year window of fun, right?
Right. But man, I initially was saying Newcastle, but I just kind of was like, well, you know what? Let me do the national pride thing, and also because it would just piss the world off something fierce if the United States actually did finally win a World Cup and you get to lord over that for 4 years. So,
oh my God, it would be.
What the hell is the world coming to?
It'd be the rest of the world, not the United States. But so Andrew, did you think about your 5?
Well, I was going to say, sorry. I mean, I'm a big LSU fan. I love football, basketball, baseball. I'm a big PSG fan for soccer because I grew up in Paris and I lived in France for a while. And big Pelicans fan. So I care a lot about all those teams. But for me, it's Saints 5. Everyone 0. Sorry, guys. Like,
that's lame. I wanna, so lame.
I'm just.
It wouldn't be lame, like, for this podcast,
like,
Dave.
I just want to binge on Super Bowl. I like. I care about the Saints the most. I don't want variety. I just want to binge on Saints Super Bowls. That's what I want. I want to have a Saints Super Bowl addiction. Now I will say, Kevin. Kevin's comment about the World Cup, now that would be pretty cool to see, and I want that pretty bad. So I will stipulate 4 Saints Super Bowls. I will sacrifice 1 for United States winning a World Cup.
Dave?
Okay, so I'm going to take 1 for the Saints because I'd like to see them get 1 more. I'd like to see Drew get 1 more. And then I got to give 1 to the Islanders.
Oh, so now it has to be with Drew? Like, it can't just be a Super Bowl like 7?
I mean, it could be. It could be. But I'd like it to happen sooner rather than later.
Well, I'll have a follow-up after this. So don't ask him about that.
I'll take 1 for the Islanders because I would really love to see the Islanders win a Stanley Cup. And then I think the other 3, I think it's in my best interest financially if Tulane wins 3 straight national championships.
Jesus.
In football, you're going football?
That would be really fun. Well, originally I was going football, but then you were talking about LSU, and I was thinking, well, it would be really cool, like, if they won the national championship in, like, football, basketball, and baseball, like, in the same year, like, that would be fucking wild. So I would take that, I guess. But just as far as the money's concerned, I'd like to just spread it out over 3 years, you know, and just, you know, football.
So basically, you are screwing over the Saints for your own personal financial gain.
Dave is just Scrooge McDuck diving into the treasure.
Well, not yet. If Tulane wins three national championships,
he's spitting out gold coins like it's a fountain coming out of his mouth.
I love that answer, Dave. I love that answer. Kevin, go do what you were going to bring something up about his wanting Drew Brees.
Yeah, so I was going to say, okay, so with your Saints, so Dave specified a timeline. So how would you guys?
Well, because I'm still because of the no call. Like I really feel like this group of guys right now, they deserve a fucking championship.
Right.
And I feel like we got screwed out of it last year.
Right. So my question is, how would you guys space out your championships?
I would want one of the Saints ones to be I agree with Dave. I want this group to win one. And then I'd want the Saints to wait a while. I'd want it to be when my kid is like 11 or 12 to just suck him in and make him a Saints fan for life. It'd be like a brand on him, right? And same thing with the Astros, right? Like if I can get an Astros championship and a Saints championship in that window of like 9 to like 12, 13, I think I can rope him as a sports addict for life, and that will be really fun for me and my wife. So that's what I'd want.
My wife.
The other ones, I don't want them too late in life, because then I'm old and I'm like, I might be at a home or some shit, you know? I think I want them like all in the next like 15 years. Like, I don't want them when I'm like after. I don't want them like post 60, because I may be fucking senile and like peeing in a cup. I don't know, you know, like peeing on myself in a bed. I'm with you.
But I don't even want to space them out. I mean, give me all five of them right now. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow isn't promised, man. If give me five straight Super Bowls, I want them to happen so quickly in succession that the Saints become detested by everyone. Like, oh God, here we go again. Football season. I guess the Saints are just going to win another title. Like, it's the Warriors in the NBA. That's what I want. I want the Saints to make the NFL miserable for everybody else.
Just
I want mine to be when I'm 98 years old and the Saints haven't won it in like 60 years. And I'm 98 and I watch them win it and then I die. That's it. That's when I die.
I like that.
For coming up with, you know,
I wonder if there's an old Saints fan that died like when they won in 2009, like that day. Like he saw them win that night and then died in his sleep afterwards.
They had an Alabama fan. He died watching Auburn lose to Florida State, and his family put it in his obituary.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty close.
That's a good way to go.
Was there, and Kevin, I'll start with you. Was there any, which one?
Well, I didn't know.
Go ahead.
I would take the Saints to win one, you know, now, like this year, next year. I would then say the next regime, like in terms of like the, you know, when Brees retires and whoever they pick is his successor, and there's a couple of new players, as long Peyton's still on the coach, because I want everybody to shut up with, oh, you know, Peyton's lucky he had Drew Brees or whatever. So, you know, that'd be nice to be able to shut that down. And then, you know, maybe 20 or 30 years down the line, get one that, you know, just when I'm an older guy.
You know what would be really great is if the Saints would win with Brees and then in about 5 years win again with Bridgewater before Minnesota won a title. And the Saints would win with the quarterback that they didn't want and they chose Kirk Cousins over. I feel like that would almost make up for the Minnesota miracle, like winning the Super Bowl with their quarterback that they didn't want. Like, that would be really good. But the one thing I was going to ask, and Andrew, you
wait, did Kevin get a chance to finish?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, the Pelicans can be in like the next, you know, like whatever Zion Williams's last year on his first contract is, let him win then.
Oh, that's a good call too.
And then hopefully he'll sign like a big deal, and the team will, you know, really mean something. It'll be really important for another several years and everything. The U.S.
That would be swell.
U.S. men's national team. It can be either the next one coming up or the one after that. I mean, because the thing about a World Cup is you can savor that for.
Yeah, but it's got to be in a time zone. It's got to be in a time zone that's fun. It can't be. It can't be like it. Games happening at like 2 a.m. Like it's got to be in a time zone that's fun, right?
Right. I tell you what. Whenever they're going to have one in the United States again.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. Whenever it's in this hemisphere again.
So what was the hardest team to leave off for you guys? Which one were you like, oh, I'm never going to see. I got 5 championships. I'm never going to see this team win a title. What was the hardest one to leave off?
I wanted to give one to the Mets. And I mean, I guess I could have taken one away from Tulane and given one to the Mets, but I'm a greedy son of a
bitch. But you want a Maserati, so.
Yeah, right. I want well, maybe like a Tesla. That'd be cool. I'm curious about Teslas.
Andrew, what was the hardest one to leave off?
It wasn't hard. Give me all the Saints Super Bowl.
He said Saints 5.
I want to mainline Saints Super Bowls. I want to funnel them. I don't need anything else in my life. Sorry, Pels. I love the Pels. I hope they win a championship, but if you're telling me I'm only guaranteed 5 titles, now if you gave me 15, I might spare them one.
Yeah, it'd be 15. It can't. I was gonna say like, if you gave me 6, I'd give one to the Pels. No, no, you gotta have it. You gotta have at least 14 Saints.
If you gave me 10, it's still all Saints. Yeah, if you gave me 10, it's still all Saints. Yep.
LSU is really
to go up 3-2. Bruins winning 3-2.
LSU, yeah, and fucking hell.
LSU was really hard to leave off because LSU, an LSU title in football with Ed Orgeron would just be magical. I think
that would be fun. Yeah,
but it was hard to leave off. But I would do it. I mean, you only get 5.
I mean, you guys won't relate to this, but I mean, PSG winning Champions League would be incredible too. I mean, I definitely care about all those things.
But you, not as much you care about the Saints.
Nope.
Did we talk about Arch Manning playing for Newman? Did we talk about that last week?
We have not.
Oh, did you see like the highlights from that? Did you see that footage?
He looked pretty good.
Oh, he looked pretty good. He looked like he was 19 years old. The kid's freaking 13. He just finished 8th grade. He threw 3 touchdowns. He's throwing like fade passes in the corner of the end zone. I mean, he's like tall. He looks like Peyton when he plays to me. He's Cooper's kid, right? He's Cooper's kid, yeah. He looked like Peyton, and he looks like Peyton to me, like the way he stands and the way he throws the ball or whatever. But I mean, that's it. He's gonna be, he's for sure gonna be in the NFL.
I wonder where he's gonna go. It'll be interesting because Cooper went to Ole Miss and had like an injury where he had to retire. But Peyton went to Tennessee. Eli went to Ole Miss. I wonder where he's going to go.
I was actually talking about this with Kendall Bussey. Do you guys know who Kendall Bussey is?
No.
No.
He played, I think he was a running back. He played for a couple of teams in the NFL, but he's got like a car dealership now here in New Orleans or whatever. But and his kid played for Newman.
Which is where Archie and Peyton played.
Yeah.
Or sorry, Eli.
Yeah, but I think it's like really just between Tennessee and Ole Miss. I think those are the only two places that they would
let
him go.
The thing is, though, with Ole Miss, they got a probation bomb dropped on them. They are going to suck in the next 4 years. Like, they were mediocre last year, and the probation is just now going to start hitting them this year. So there is an outside shot that they are the worst team in the SEC in 4 years. I shit you not. And this is coming from my whole family as Ole Miss people. So, just so you know. Should the Saints put a preemptive claim and try to draft him right now? And draft Arch Manning?
Yeah, I would. Is that a thing? Can we do that? Can we make that up?
You can't.
Can we make that happen? We can't let him leave the state.
Dude, Andrew, how many first-round picks is Mickey Loomis going to give up to get Arch Manning if the Saints are in a dip post-Breeze? How many first-round picks is he going to give up to get Arch Manning in
I mean,
like
it will
7 years?
It will make the Mike Ditka, Ricky Williams trade look like junior varsity pop.
How good can Arch Manning do the Chapa style? That's what I want to know. That's what I need to know.
How old is he? He's like 13.
13. He's 13. He's freaking 13.
And he's Cooper's kid, right?
He's Cooper's kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They named him Arch. They didn't do full Archie, just Arch.
All right. So the Saints, we're going to touch on Saints actual news, and then we're going to get to the final of the worst Sean Payton decision bracket. Gerald McCoy has not signed with the team. He's taken the tour. And Ndamukong Suh got $9.25 million. So, why haven't the Saints given all their salary cap to Gerald McCoy yet, Kevin? Because I know you break down film and you are an expert at defensive line play. Why have the Saints not signed Gerald McCoy yet?
Has he visited?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
The Saints have been...
Next few visits.
There have been like 10 other teams, but they have been... apparently interested.
Yeah, let him visit first.
Is there any scenario that the Saints would do with Gerald McCoy, Andrew or Dave, and either you can hop on first. Is there any scenario where the Saints would sign him where you'd be like, I don't like that signing?
Yeah, if it was a 5-year deal.
I mean, I think the problem the Saints have, and probably probably one of the main reasons why I don't think the Gerald McCoy signing is going to happen. But I mean, you know, they've got to pay Mike Thomas, Kamara. I mean, you know, they've got another quarterback or Drew Brees or whoever. I mean, it would have to be. I don't even know what the friendliest way to sign McCoy would be. I think they need a lot of
Brees,
money.
If Brees retires, Andrew, how big is what's the hit to the cap?
I think isn't it $20 million next year?
Oh shit! God
isn't
damn.
That what it is?
I think you're right. I thought it was less, but that sounds about right. So that pretty much wraps up the Saints news. Although they are going to have a racing thing with Kamara and other NFL players where they're going to race each other, apparently. So maybe Tegan can get on that. But
did you see that Mark Ingram is in that?
Yeah, like
he's going to embarrass himself. Like he's racing Ted Ginn and Kamara and Rogers Cromartie, like all guys that have run like between 4.2 and 4.5. And Ingram ran like what, a 4.6?
What are you trying to say, Andrew?
I'm trying
to
say
you got a problem? I don't see what the problem is.
I think he's bringing a knife to a gunfight.
What, you got beef?
It's not a lie. If you believe it.
Oh man. You don't think Ingram can bring it anymore? You don't think he's got it anymore?
That's absolutely what I'm saying.
Did he ever have it in a
no
in a race
no.
with those guys?
No.
Alright. So after like it feels like 2 months we've been doing this Sean Payton bracket.
That's because it has been 2 months.
It has.
But seriously, hold on. Like, if I asked you, Dave, do you think Mark Ingram belongs on the 100 fastest players in the NFL?
No.
I mean, maybe he needed the money.
He wasn't even one of the. He wasn't even one of the top 20 fastest guys on the Saints last year.
How much money would it take for you to embarrass yourself? Like, how much money would I have to give you, Andrew, for you to just beat? For you to step on the tennis court knowing that you were going to get completely humiliated, how much would that
by Roger
money
Federer.
Have to be?
Oh, wait, I get to hit tennis balls with Roger Federer? I'd do that for free.
He's going He's going to annihilate you in a tennis match.
Oh, I'd do that for free. When you say embarrassment, like, okay.
You've got to play Milos. Milos from Seinfeld. Oh, Milos, score another one for Milos.
I don't know. I don't have much of an ego, so I don't know. $5,000.
They paid Ray Lewis as $10 in a taco.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the bracket, which we worked really hard on. We had meetings to build the bracket out. We had vote. We had fan participation. So we got the final, and it's Stefan Anthony versus Mike
Cerullo. No. What? It's Spags.
Oh, it's – dude, I did the bracket wrong. It was
– I know. I told you did the picture wrong, and, like, remember – our show last week when we were having audio issues, like, you kept saying Stefan Anthony was advancing. Dave, you remember this, right?
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
You were just like, no,
it
no.
It got edited out.
Bags.
The people didn't hear any of that because it had to get edited out.
No, they heard most of it.
Oh, they did?
They heard most of it because I'm used to terrible audio, Dave. I'm an expert editor in Audacity now.
I mean, all you have to do is look at the bracket, but repeat after me. Ralph, Spagnola beat Stefan Anthony.
Spagnola, Stefan Anthony. All right.
Can you go back into MS Paint and change out the graphic?
No, it's too late for that. But it says on the bracket here, allowing Cerullo in the building, Steve Spagnola. There you go. So, let's get to moving on and doing. Uh-oh, what's that? That's what's breaking news. We have breaking news into the podcast. Oh, no. I think something's going on here. Somebody's just taken over the podcast.
I am so disappointed in the Saints organization and the way they are treating my husband. I understand that this is a brutal business, but when you have a good guy who works hard and does a lot for the community, you would think they would show a little bit more respect. Verbalize to him that they will release him so at least he can choose the team he wants to spend his last few years in the NFL on, and then take it back without a word and try to trade him is fucked up. I know I have no control over this, and God is going to work it out. But in the meantime, I'm going to vent and talk shit. Who Dat Nation, get ready for a ride, because the seeds y'all front office is planting, it's not going to be a good look for y'all. See, the way my God is set up, he gets the last say and can get you back better than the Compton curse out I want to give these motherfuckers.
I don't know what happened, guys. The podcast, it went crazy. Darren Sproul's wife just broke in. And she has inserted herself into the final. And to be fair, I think it's possibly the worst mistake we've ever made on this show, and we have tin can level audio on the regular. And to not have the Compton curse in the bracket, I feel like may have been our greatest failure ever, but it's rectified because she busted in and has taken over the bracket.
So who does she go against?
I guess... I guess you vote for you either. I'm scared not to vote for her. Did you hear the anger in her voice? I'm scared not to vote for her. But
so just to back up a little bit, the Compton curse is, so when Darren Sproles was traded, he was told by the Saints that he would be released. But upon news kind of leaking that the Saints were about to get rid of him and release him, teams were calling the Saints front office and saying, well, hold on, like, I want to send you a pick, you know, for him. And I want to make sure that we get this guy. So don't cut him, you know, we'll trade you a pick for him. And they end up trading him to the Eagles. But obviously Sproles was pissed because first he was told that he'd be released and he'd have a chance to pick whatever team he wanted. And then the Saints picked a destination for him. And that clip that you just heard, that was a tweet, or sorry, an Instagram post, I think, on social media by Michelle Sproles, who was furious. So she placed a, quote, Compton curse on the Saints, and they immediately went 7-9 for like three seasons following that curse. And it was only broken when Darren Sproles broke his leg, or tore his ACL. Am I correct?
That is correct.
What about today?
That's when the tide started
to turn. Today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
Yep. I mean,
so that's the Compton curse. Michelle Sproles levying a curse that worked very effectively on the Saints upon trading her husband.
Kevin, should we allow the Compton curse to bust into this match, this tournament bracket wrestling style, and claim the belt?
Absolutely.
I mean, that was a patent decision, right?
Triple threat match.
I mean, it qualifies trading him. That was a patent decision, right?
I think this is disgraceful. I think we've worked too hard on this bracket. The people have put input. And for her to just come in last minute and wreck it, and the democracy and hard work doesn't matter, I think it's disgraceful. So I cannot vote for her in good conscience.
Well, let's pick a winner out of our original two, and then we'll see if that winner can beat the Compton curse and beat Michelle Sproles.
Andrew, who you got?
So we're not counting the Compton curse in this round. I will go with, oh man, Spags or Cerullo. Whew. Okay, so Spags set defense back 100 years, but you know, they were able to remove him from the team immediately, and bounce back the next year with Rob Ryan. So I would say that the lasting effects of Cerullo, who was the smoking gun for Bountygate, and you know, the NFL got most of their evidence to punish the Saints with him, and Cerullo is therefore responsible for the Mickey Loomis suspension, the Sean Payton year-long suspension, the Joe Vitt suspension, the loss of a draft pick, two draft picks, I believe, two second-round picks. So I will pick Cerullo.
Kevin?
Yes. I will I'll vote for the Compton curse.
What? Get out of here.
Between Dave. Cerullo and Spags, who are you picking?
Oh. I'll vote Cerullo.
Bountygate was a black mark on the franchise that will never go away, that people will always remember, they'll always talk about. And Cerullo was the impetus for all of this, so you got to go with Cerullo.
You know, I've changed my mind. Did Cerullo bring the fire like this?
I am so disappointed in the Saints organization.
Did he?
And the way they are treating my husband.
Did he?
I understand that this is a brutal
business. Listen to this. She brought God. She brought black magic.
Works hard and does a lot for the community. You would think they would show a little bit more respect. To verbalize to him that they will release him so at least he can choose the team he wants to spend his last few years in the NFL on and then take it back without a word and try to trade him is fucked up. I know I have no control over this and God is going to work it out. But in the meantime, I'm going to vent and talk shit. Who Dat Nation, get ready for a ride because the seeds y'all front office is planting, it's not going to be a good look for y'all. See, the way my God is set up, he gets the last say and can get you back better than the Compton curse out I want to give these motherfuckers.
See, I just feel like...
Was that the only post that did? Were there follow-up posts to that?
They were not. When you create poetry like that, Dave, you don't need a follow-up. I mean, you know? It's like the Mona Lisa or whatever. You don't need a follow up to that. It stands the test of time forever.
I want to thank Michelle Sproles for coming on our show.
I do. I mean. She sounds.
That's pretty. Yeah.
She sounds vaguely like my wife, but
my wife.
My wife.
I feel like the Compton curse is the victor in this. We'll leave it up to, you know. Yeah.
Look, I've already crossed Michelle. Well, as a Saints fan, as an organization, we've already crossed Michelle Sproles once. I'm not prepared to do that again.
People say if Cirillo doesn't win, it's a travesty.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
Kevin, if for wrestling, if the Compton curse win, would it be like the Montreal screw job? Like, where would it rank? And like all
no,
time.
I would say that the Montreal Screwjob is closer to the Bounty Gate nonsense. Compton curse, shoot, man, I don't know. I'd get boy, you're putting me on the spot. I'd really have to think about it because I obviously take this shit way too seriously.
So. I think the Compton curse is the winner. And if you don't like it, take it up with send the letter to the committee. Before we get out of here, I want
to
say
no, send a letter to Michelle Sproles. As he responds.
Is she going to put if the Eagles treat Darren Sproles bad, is she going to put the curse on them? She has power that we can't understand. I'm just saying. So, before we get out of here, I want to tell you guys about my bookie. Go to my bookie. They have the best online wagering and app that you can get. You can have. They have all the prop bets you want, in-game wagering, sports betting. As we get to Champions League, you can bet. You can make a Champions League bet. You can parlay exotics. My bookie has all the things you can want, and if you use the code HAPPY25, you get an extra $50 in your deposit. Go to my bookie today. Terms and conditions apply. Are we happy with the way this app? The people in the chat room are irate. They feel like we've desecrated our tournament. Andrew, final thoughts on this 2 month odyssey of the worst Sean Payton decision bracket.
Hey, look, man, you know, Mike Cirillo was one thing, and obviously that picture of him, by the way, is hilarious. I mean, it looks like a mugshot, but he was obviously awful, and Bounty Gate was really set the franchise back. But Michelle Sproles has black magic implications, man. I cannot doubt or cross or, you know, I don't know. I just can't throw enough caution to the wind when it comes to the Compton curve.
AVL Saint 55 says Cirillo is a clear choice, current NFL employee. However, Michelle Sproles scares all of us. I think that's true.
Yeah. We got to take that seriously.
Do we have any Twitter questions? I think you asked
so Junior Gillette would have been fine if there was no curse.
That's right.
Yeah, that would have all worked out great.
The curse turned him crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't have any Twitter questions because I forgot to ask the people on the Twitters.
I thought I saw you ask them.
I reminded them to join us live. I didn't.
Oh.
I asked for Twitter questions while I was at Chick-fil-A and my son was playing in the Playland.
No one
entertained me while I was sitting there for 45 minutes. We're going to wrap this up. I want everybody to know, thanks to everybody for signing up. Everybody that signed up in May, you get your koozie and all your magnets or both in some cases. You get them shipping next week. Dave,
including my dad,
including Andrew's dad.
Yep.
Including
It's not just your mom. It's not just your mom now that's pissing away a person's inheritance on the show.
Dave's mom opted out, so she didn't want the koozie. That hurt my feelings.
She's just being nice. She wants you to give it to somebody else who could really use it.
Give it to a needy child.
Oh, well, yeah. Look, my dad, just to be clear, my dad wants his damn koozie, all right?
All right, so that'll wrap up the show for today. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And if you
wait, hold on. Lewis Bustin just asked about, did we talk about the Ben Watson positive drug?
Did you guys see that? Do you believe?
We should spend 30 seconds on that.
Kevin, I'll start with you. Do you believe Ben Watson's story that he just started taking the juice because he was retired and he needed it to recover and heal his body? And now that he's coming back to the NFL, he didn't realize that he was going to actually come back to the NFL, and that's why he took it. Do you believe that story?
For the most part, I guess. Like, here's how I look at it. The guy, like, he retired, he was taking some shit, and then found out he tested for it, but he was retired, and says he told the Patriots. Patriots were cool with it. I don't know. I feel like he was being upfront, and I'm not going to get worked up over it. It's the guy.
No,
was,
I mean, I kind of believe
the
it.
The guy was pretty upfront about it, and it doesn't bother me. Like he was retired. Like, it'd be one thing if he was if he had still been trying to be like an active player and going around saying, "Oh no, I still got a ton left in the tank," and all this other kind of stuff. Yada yada yada.
Oh, you mean like Mark Ingram?
Sure. I'm not going to besmirch Dave's.
But we don't really give a shit about it. NFL players could do steroids at half times of games. We wouldn't care. Like, we just.
I probably might.
I wouldn't.
I mean, like, if Taysom Hill roided up at halftime and turned into the Hulk and it won the Saints a playoff game, Andrew, would you give a shit?
Well, first of all, I would need steroids.
I would say, well, take the 4-game suspension. Got us the win. Whatever. Take the 4 games. Worth the trade.
I mean, Ben Watson's contract is structured in such a way where it does – his story that he did tell the Patriots ahead of time does make sense because the contract is structured to where he can make all that money back. So they backloaded it. So it makes perfect sense. And it was – I guess it was a legit doctor. It wasn't like Dr. Spaceman from 30 Rock. Or what's the doctor in The Simpsons, Kevin?
Spaceman.
Spaceman, yeah, it wasn't Dr. Spaceman. He's like, I got a note from Dr. Spaceman.
I just so firmly believe that all these guys have done it at some point. I'm not saying they're currently cheating, but at some point in their careers, they've all taken something either to recover or to when they were in high school to get bigger or whatever. So I just like, again, this is entertainment, and I do not require of my entertainment for these people to be saints, literally. I don't require them to just be model citizens. Like, yes, ideally I would like to root for a team that's full of Drew Breeses. I'm also not naive enough to think that they're, always going to be family men who never go out and never do anything wrong. Like, that's not society. That's not reality. So I watch football for 3 hours on Sunday, or the Saints game 3 hours on Sunday. And my main objective is that they come out with a win. And I don't get too caught up in the person. I mean, obviously I overanalyze the players and everything, but I don't worry about what they're doing off the field. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to sleep any differently, right?
If the one of these Saints guys, won five Super Bowls in a row.
Do they get caught or not?
If the Saints could win 5 Super Bowls in a row and Drew Brees could be found guilty of running a multi-billion-dollar steroid ring from the Saints locker room, and Jude, you wouldn't give a shit about it. Neither would I.
No.
To be fair.
No, because I don't root for the players. I mean, I care about the players, and like there's some guys like Thomas Morstead, for example, where you grow an affinity for those guys, but at the end of the day, like, I root for the emblem. And so, like, when I see all these people say, man, I really want Drew to get this. So, like, I really, like, if you gave me five titles, like, I would want to make sure the Saints got one while Drew was still on the team. Like, yeah, that would be nice. Like, I would certainly prefer that. But, like, at the end of the day, I don't root for Drew Brees in the sense that, like, I root for the Saints. I root for the emblem and the team. And so, like, if it's Bridgewater, that's a cool story, too. And I'm cool with that. Like, I want the Saints to win. It doesn't matter to me, like, which individual players are on that team.
Kevin, somebody asked in the chat room, does Mike Cirillo look like a guy who's having a really hard time understanding how a payday loan works?
No, Mike Cirillo looks like he can get you a really good deal on a 2009 Mazda. he'll run the credit check and tell you, well, the credit scores came back kind of dicey, so we can only offer you a 12.99 APR on the car. So this is the best offer I can give.
I'm surprised when he had his evidence, you know, his little chicken scratch on the white piece of paper. I'm surprised that he didn't spell Vilma 500 incorrectly. Just based on.
Man, Mike Cirillo, he looks like he struggles with numbers. So, all right.
The Bruins are going to win this one.
Yeah, I know. I'm aggravated.
So that wraps it up. And for everybody.
They must have done something wrong to Michelle Sproles. The Bruins, that is. Or sorry, the Blues.
Blues.
If you thought this podcast was amazing, you should sign up for the daily one. It's only $7 a month. I mean, where else can you get Nintendo video game talk, championship talk, and descriptions of what Mike Cirillo looks like, and a live appearance from Michelle Sproles? We're the best Saints podcast there is. We really are. We're just totally professional. We have the best of everything. So for Andrew, for Dave, for Kevin, until next week, the bar is closed. P.S. I love this.